This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Half of tonight's debate will focus directly on the domestic economy, and you can hardly have that conversation these days without talking about energy policy. To a large extent, our American angst about gas and oil prices dates to an October event 39 years ago, the OPEC oil embargo. Since then, politicians have pledged never again. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Scott Tong.
The president has promised,
"We will finally end our dependence on oil from the Middle East."
Romney advisor and oilman Harold Hamm complains,
"For far too long, we stood under OPEC dominance."
In October 1973, the U.S. sent weapons to Israel during an Arab-Israeli conflict.
Good evening.
TV anchors told us that Arab producers had cut the U.S. off.
They will reduce oil production.
Gas prices soared. The U.S. economy fell into recession. The thing is, didn't work out well for OPEC either, says energy consultant Robin Mills in Dubai.
They were gaining the reputation of being unreliable suppliers.
The world started to go around OPEC and finding oil elsewhere.
Whether it's in the Caspian, West Africa, and of course in these days back in the U.S.
So today, it's OPEC producers like the Saudis who are the ones saying never again to 1973. Industry veteran Michael Herberg is now with the National Bureau of Asian Research.
They are very careful to consistently say, oil is a commercial business for us. We do not use it in political ways.
Yet the OPEC boogeyman remains a winning line for American politicians. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.